Conservation has proposed that the East African Community member states should consider coming up with a transboundary collaboration to effectively manage epidemics and reduce the risk of disease transmission from humans to animals and also effectively conserve wildlife. The Conservation Programs Manager at Worldwide Fund for Nature, Paul Hatanga, says this is mainly required in the Greater Virunga Landscape, a transboundary conservation area made up of 8 national parks, game and forest reserves. The conservation area is ranked as Africa's most significant landscape and has 289 mammals, 941 birds, 137 amphibians and 95 reptiles, and encompasses parts of Uganda, Rwanda and Democratic Republic of Congo. Hatanga says to avoid diseases like Ebola outbreak from being transmitted to the animals, the One Health program is required to create the capacity, preparedness and response to the epidemics that threaten the region's wildlife.
What we noticed is that Uganda and DRC are managing their estates that animals are not aware of. So therefore, transboundary collaboration is very, very important. That across the country, the key institutions responsible for management of these estates can actually work together. The issue of One Health, we've already seen the issues of Ebola, because wildlife management and risks of disease transmission, so that partner states, GVTC, can mobilize, be able to create the capacity required to prepare, prevent and respond to pandemics.